Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, all you Milwaukee maniacs, welcome in Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb here, getting you ready for Brewers, Phillies, game two of their weekend set. Before we get into today's game, we got to put a bow on yesterday's game. So it did not end well. It was a 6-4 loss for your Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. Chase Anderson, he got the start. And first inning, you know, the Phillies get on the board. Bryce Harper, he gets an RBI sack fly and gives the Phillies the early 1-0 lead. But here come the Brewers in the bottom of the first. Here's Mike Moustakas.
Moustakas lines one down the right field line. Braun on his way to third, and he's going to try to score. Here comes the relay. It is late. Braun is in. Moustakas with an RBI double.
All right, so Brewers tie it up right away at one. It didn't last long in the top of the second. Kingery, he gives the Phillies a lead again, this time 2-1 lead with an RBI double. But here come the crew right back in the bottom of the second. Orlando Arcia at the plate.
There's Arcia, hit well, center field, that is back.
Oh, yeah. Lando goes yard, ties the game at two right there. We move on to the bottom of the third. How about MVP giving the Brewers the lead?
Charge. There's a swing and a drive to right. And Yelich gives the Brewers the lead. A majestic fly ball. Just sneaks it inside the fair pole.
Yeah, majestic home run is right. Christian Yelich gives the Brewers a 3-2 lead right there. All highlights courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. The crew, they weren't done in the bottom of the third. Yasmani Grandal, he has himself an RBI double, and now the Brewers are up 4-3. I'm sorry, 4-2. Top of the fourth inning, Franco, he knocks in an RBI infield single to cut the lead to one. And then in the fifth, Bryce Harper, RBI double. Now we're tied in the sixth. Andrew McCutchen, RBI double. Now the Phillies have a 5-4 lead. In the seventh, Rhys Hoskins, a home run. Now the Phillies have a 6-4 lead. And that would turn out to be the final score yesterday. Brewers lose 6-4 at the hands of the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, it was kind of death by paper cuts for the Brewers. You know, they just... they allowed one run at a time. There were no, you know, huge innings or anything like that. But every inning, you know, it's most of the innings, they were giving up runs. And you can't win that way. Chase Anderson, he ends up going four, gives up six hits, three runs. He gets four strikeouts. He didn't walk anybody, so he had that going for him. But, you know, four innings pitched, you need to go a lot deeper than that. Matt Albers out of the pen, one inning, two hits, a run, a walk. He did strike out two. Freddie Peralta, two innings, three hits, two runs, no walks. He struck out three. Corbin Burns, he had two innings pitched, no hits. He had one walk and two Ks. So, you know, you got to take the positives when you can get them. Corbin Burns, two scoreless innings last night and not giving up a hit. That is definitely a positive for him and a step in the right direction. So good for Corbin Burnes. You know, the with Jimmy Nelson, and we'll get into him when we get to the injury report a little bit later in this segment. We'll see how quick Jimmy Nelson is going until he rejoins the big league club here. But anyway, let's close the book on yesterday. Today is a new day. It's absolutely beautiful outside. I hope you guys are, whether you're tailgating down at Miller Park, whether you're tailgating in the backyard with friends and family, or whether you're just sitting on a couch chilling, here are the starting lineups for today's game.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
Oh, yeah, you definitely want to check out Waukesha Sports Cards. Tons of great stuff over there. Starting lineups for today for the Phillies. We'll start with the enemy first. They are 30-21. That's good for first place in the NL East. They're a game and a half ahead of Atlanta. The Phillies, after the win yesterday, they are now 12-11 on the road, so they are over 500. But it did take them winning 7 out of their last 10 road games to get there. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games, and the Phillies are sporting a plus 30 run differential. They line up like this. Andrew McCutchen leading off out in left field. Gene Segura, he's in the two hole playing short. Bryce Harper hitting third and playing right field, cleaning up for the Phillies. Reese Hodkins at first base. JT Realmuto, he's behind the dish doing the catching, hitting fifth tonight. Cesar Hernandez playing second base, hitting sixth. Scott Kingery, he's at the hot corner in the seventh hole. Adrubal Herrera, he's out in center field hitting eighth and doing the pitching tonight. And batting last for the Phillies is Jake Arrieta. He is 4-4 on the year, 3.77 ERA, so not a very strong start for Arrieta. His last time out, he went six innings of one-run baseball against the Chicago Cubs. So, he did us a favor and beat the Cubs in his last outing. But Arrieta, he's definitely proven that he can get roughed up a little bit this year, and hopefully the Brewers are able to attack him and do that today. Again, the starting lineup for the Phillies: McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Hernandez, Kingery, Herrera, and Arrieta. Now for your Milwaukee Brewers. They enter the game today 29-23. That's good for second place in the NL Central, a game and a half back of the Chicago Cubs. Brewers, they are 17-10 at home so far this year, 7 games over 500. They are only playing 500 ball, 5-5 in their last 10 games. And they do have a plus 11 run differential. Brewers, they line up like this. Lorenzo Cain leading off and on his way to winning a gold glove out in center field. There's no way, to debate that. Low Cain is just flashing the leather out there. Had another amazing catch yesterday. So Cain leading off, playing center. Christian Yelich, he's out in right field batting second. Ryan Braun out in left, hitting third. Mike Moustakas at the hot corner, hitting in the cleanup spot today. Yasmani Grandal, he's in the five hole doing the catching. Eric Thames gets another start at first base. Jesus Aguilar remains on the bench as he continues his struggles. Keston Hira, he's hitting seventh, playing second base today. Orlando Arcia, you heard his home run from last night. He's at shortstop, hitting eighth and batting last and doing the pitching. For the crew today, Yolish Chacin, 3-5 in 10 starts on the season, a 4.65 ERA. He's pitched better in his last four starts. His ERA is only 2.45. and that's over the last 22 innings. So we all know that, you know, over the years that Chacin has been a slow starter, and it seems like he's kicking it into gear now and trying to get his sea legs under him and find his way a little bit and pitch a lot better. So, again, the lineup today for your Milwaukee Brewers: Kane, Yelich, Braun, Moustakas, Grandal, Thames, Hira, Arcia, Chacin. Let's see if the weather is going to play any factor in today's game.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins premium four-step lawn program is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. 16 locations, family owned since 1946. Shop Steins.com.
All right. Well, if you're joining us from prison or if you live in a house that has no windows, maybe you don't know what it's like outside. It is absolutely gorgeous. The blue skies are out. Very few clouds out there. It is hot. It is hot out there, I hope. If you're not down at Miller partying with all your best friends, that you're out in your backyard and got something tasty on the grill, because I'm coming over after the show. But you better enjoy this weather. This might be the one day of summer that we get here in Wisconsin. As for the field and game conditions, right now it's 80 degrees outside. The real feel makes it feel like 84 degrees. A little bit on the breezy side, 10 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. Now, for first pitch, it goes up a degree at 81. Will still feel the same as it does right now. Wind picks up to 12 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. But what an absolutely gorgeous day. It is hot outside, and I really hope that you guys are out enjoying it. Let's find out about any injuries that the Brewers might have.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, well, lots of injury news to get to with the crew. First, Jimmy Nelson. He was reinstated, and he's down in AAA. You know, he had his rehab starts and all that. He's been reinstated to the 40-man roster, but he remains down in AAA to get a little bit more work. And but he can be called up at any time. Travis Shaw, he continues his AAA rehab assignment. He was on the 10-day injured list with a right wrist sprain, a.k.a. couldn't hit. Manny Pena, he continues his comeback from the 10-day injured list. He had right hamstring discomfort. He started running and hitting. He should be returning very, very soon to this Brewers clubhouse here. So Manny Pena is very close to coming back, and it seems like the guys that that can come back are getting healthy for the crew. So that is a good sign of things to come here in the not-too-distant future. So it's good to see the Brewers are starting to get healthy. Now we're going to take a quick break here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. When we come back, it is roundtable time. My favorite segment, Adam Rigg from Brewer Nation. He's going to join us, same with Ryan Horvat, WSSP producer extraordinaire, on the Chuck and Winkler Show. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, brought to you or presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Hopefully those allergies aren't bothering you today with the gorgeous weather we're having, but even if they are, get outside and enjoy it. We now turn to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and welcome in from the Brewer Nation, Mr. Adam Rigg. Big Rigg, how we doing today, boss?
Doing all right, man. It's a little bit warm for my taste, to be honest. You know, with as cool as it's been, I'm more of a mid-60s with a slight breeze kind of a guy, but it's a beautiful day for baseball, and I can't wait to see what the things are going on at Miller Park today.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's warm for me, too. That's the price you pay for being a fat man, in my case. Joining Mr. Rigg, you might have heard of this guy, Ryan Horvath, producer extraordinaire for the award-winning Chuck and Winkler Show. He can be heard weekdays from 6 to 10 right here on The Fan. Horvy, how you doing today, man?
It's also way too hot for me already, guys, and the worst part about this weather is because I have a kid and a wife is they always want to do something. You're required to almost go outside. I just want to sit on the couch and watch baseball, so I have to come up with excuses. Luckily for me, the allergies are bothering me, so I'm going to sit on the couch and watch this game today.
All right, well, grab some Allegra. That'll help you out. Now, yesterday we were talking on the post-game show about Freddy Peralta, and we put it out on Facebook and Twitter, and if you guys had four options for Freddy Peralta right now, would you A, keep him in the bullpen, would you send him down to the minors, would you work him back into the starting lineup, or starting rotation, excuse me, or would you use him as trade bait? Big Rigg, what do you think on Freddy Peralta right now?
Well, right now I think I'll just kind of eliminate him by process of elimination real fast. I think trade bait, you'd be selling low right now. Yes, there's still a lot of ceiling and there's a lot of projectability. But he's also down right now with the first inning struggles he's had and some of the things he's been going through as a starter. So I wouldn't use him as trade bait right now unless somebody's really willing to overpay. Then you always listen, of course. But I don't think anybody would do that right now. So for me, the best option, especially with Jimmy Nelson healthy and hopefully returning to the starting rotation soon himself, I would send Freddie back down to AAA, let him work on getting over those first inning issues that he's had, and he's been doing a better job out of the bullpen. You know, the first inning that he's been in the game, that was the question, right? Whether it was his first inning or the first inning was more of the issue. And I think that so long as Freddie hasn't had to, face off against the top three hitters in an opposing lineup, he's shown that he's been better. So for me, you send him back down to AAA, let him start, let him be his most valuable self, and then you can move Chase Anderson back to the bullpen in his place if you want to, hopefully when Jimmy comes back to start. So it's all connected, of course. But for me, at this point, I think that's the best plan with Freddie. You want to maximize him as a starter. He's shown what he can do when he is locked in and is going well, especially most of the season last year. So I think that's the best-case scenario for him, the way he can best contribute to the Brewers. So that's what I would do.
All right, Horvath, same question.
Yeah, I actually completely agree with pretty much everything that Adam said right there. I definitely don't want to use him as trade bait right now just because he is so young. We've seen the ceiling. We've seen the double-digit strikeout games. We've seen the good from Freddie. And I just have nightmares if you do trade a Freddie Peralta, a young pitcher like that, because it takes time for some of these guys to develop. I mean, if you look at young pitchers right now, there's not many that just, name me, a couple of young pitchers that just kind of figure it all out. I have nightmares of like Jake Arrieta from Baltimore letting him go and then him figuring out and winning a Cy Young in Chicago on the north side. So I just think it's way too early to give up on him because we've seen the good from Freddy Peralta, but we've also seen the bad, the inconsistency, and that's just what scares me. I think it's all mental. Is it the first inning or is it his first inning? And he's been a lot better. Last night I covered the game, was in the clubhouse after, and he was the first person that we actually talked to. He said, he likes coming out of the bullpen right now. He said he's just trying to get comfortable, and I think that's all it's going to take is him just to get comfortable. But I agree. I don't see him coming out of the bullpen for his career. I see him as a starter, so I think you send him back down, let him work on whatever it is, if it's mental, if it's pitch selection, if it's just getting on the same page. I'm not quite sure really what it is because we've seen really good performances and we've seen some really bad. So I think that's what you do right now, especially this, not that we're that early in the season. We're kind of at that point now where teams are starting to figure things out. Hey, are we going to make a deadline move? What do we need here? I think you still have a little bit of time to buy with Freddie, though, where maybe he could get it figured out if you send him down.
Yeah, well, I think we could definitely stop calling it early. Tomorrow's the one-third mark of this right. season. We'll be 54 games in. So, Adam, do you? Me and Tim both agreed last night that Craig Counsell made a mistake by going to Matt Albers out of the pen before he went to Freddie Peralta. Freddie Peralta, you know, he started the season, spent all spring training, stretched out as a starter. So when he moves to the bullpen, you kind of assume that he's going to be your quote-unquote long man. And then they sit there and they go to Matt Albers. And it wasn't a case of you didn't want to burn a one-inning-only kind of guy because you had to pinch hit for the pitcher coming up or something like that. Do you think he made a mistake going to Albers first and then Peralta?
I mean, hindsight being 2020, obviously, it was a mistake to go to Albers. He let the game get tied. He almost gave up the lead. And thankfully, Lokane is out there in center field doing what he does. But, you know, he's used Albers in that role a lot this season, finishing up. It was a JJ role early last year, finishing up what the starter couldn't. And Chase gave you four. Not the best innings we've seen out of Chase this season by far. But he gave you four, and you needed somebody to get through that fifth. And that's the role that Albers has been in. It's a role that he's more comfortable with coming into a game that early. Freddie needs more time probably still to get loose, to get warm, I would guess. You know, he's only been in the bullpen, you know, a short time. And, yeah, the original start where Chase took over and Freddie piggybacked him and they announced that that was probably going to happen, or Counsell said Freddie will pitch today, I believe is how he put it, at some point. Then the next time Chase started, Freddie didn't pitch at all that game. So the fact that he was in the game after Chase again, I don't think it's necessarily a mistake to not go to Freddie first. You know, Freddie does what he does, and he's good at it at times. But at the same point, I think you have to look at where you were in the lineup there, who they're trying to have Freddie avoid, the matchup situation. And, you know, you're really trying to put Peralta in the best position to succeed like anybody. And I think that was a big part of what it went into that decision to go to Albers first.
All right, Horvat, I think it's a mistake. Big Rig says no, break the tie.
Ooh, I'm somewhere kind of in between. I'm going to go with Big Rig on this one just because, well, there's just a lot of factors that play into it. And I kind of agree. I'm not quite sure how long it's going to take Freddie to, you know, to warm up because he's never pitched really out of the bullpen. I mean, he's a starter. It's not only a big difference psychologically, but just, you know, physically and too. So I don't know how long it's going to take him to get ready. You know, you're kind of picking your spots. I've been watching a lot of baseball lately, you know, we're sitting here during NBA playoff time, but around the NL Central. And it's like, I feel like every team right now, not only in the Central, but just in the National League, is kind of in the same spot where the back end of the bullpen is kind of questionable, to say the least. And I think every team right now is looking for starters to go deeper into the ballgame. And that's the thing that concerns me most. Not really, you know, where Craig is choosing to use his relief pitchers, you know, what days he's using Hader, what he's going to do with Jeremy. I'm more concerned with just starters eating up innings. And that's, like, really the only thing that I am concerned with right now because I feel like everybody has the same problem. Nobody in the National League right now likes their bullpen. Very few teams in the American League, which are – you know, which is just kind of a mess right now, especially in the standings. It's just every team kind of, if you look at like the Chicago Cubs right now, I mean, it's the same story. You look at the Cardinals right now, it's the same story. So I feel like every team is going to go on a run where they're going to win 7 or 8 games, and every team's going to go on that streak where they're going to lose 5 or 6. But with the Brewers, it comes down to just starters eating up innings. I'm not really concerned with, you know, I'm not going to, pretty much what I'm saying is I'm not going to go against Craig Counsell just because, in my opinion, he's a top 5 manager in all of baseball. So I'm just going to go with whatever he says. He should stick with it.
All right. You're listening to the Roundtable here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. Adam Rigg from the Brewer Nation. You can find him on Twitter at Brewer Nation. Ryan Horvat, producer extraordinaire here at The Fan. If you're silly or if you're drunk already, you can follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvat. Last question here for you gentlemen. Chase Anderson, you know, he started the season in the pen, gets moved because of struggles with Corbin Burnes and Freddie Peralta back into the starting rotation. He had 3 fantastic outings, his first 3 as a starter, but he struggled in that bullpen role. I definitely think that he deserves at one more start, at least, to sit there and show that he can still do it. Is his next start do or die, in your opinion, Big Rig? Or, you know, like where if he struggles again, then snap at a fingers next time it's Jimmy Nelson? Or do you think Chase still has a little leeway?
Well, I think it might be up to two starts, but I absolutely agree if this is what you're saying. But I do think that Chase is auditioning right now a little bit. He didn't make the rotation out of spring training. He struggled mightily in the Cactus League, as we recall. And they gave him the opportunity when they needed somebody to slide back in there in kind of a spot start role. And he grabbed the reins and he's running with it. But like you said, you know, his most recent start, we already talked about it, 4 innings. Was it 300 runs? Not great by any means. And it's the easiest spot in the rotation right now, justification-wise, if no other reason, to give Jimmy Nelson that spot when he's ready to rejoin the rotation. Nelson was optioned down to AAA, activated from the IL, as we know. And, you know, that gives him two more starts probably down at AAA to figure things out. And it's only, what, a day off, I think, from when Nelson pitched to when Anderson started. So it lines up pretty good that that could be the guy who go in for. So I think Anderson's definitely needs to show what he's capable of, as much as what he's capable of in the next couple of starts. Or it could be, like I said at the top of the segment, kind of shuffle him back to the bullpen, maybe put Freddie down in the minors, however you want to work the bullpen situation around it. But I think Jimmy is, when he's ready to rejoin the team, Jimmy's going into the rotation.
All right.
No chance, in my opinion, that he's going to the bullpen.
All right. Final question here for you, Big Rig, and all I need is a date. When is Jesus going to start hitting over his shoe size?
Season numbers? Give him three more weeks to do that.
Three more weeks.
Sure.
All right, that's Adam Rigg from the Brewer Nation. Follow him on Twitter, at Brewer Nation. Big Rig, thank you so much for your time. You do fantastic stuff on Twitter, giving out tickets and everything like that. Everybody, make sure you follow Big Rig. Thank you. Have a nice holiday, buddy.
All right, boys. See you at the ballpark.
All right, you got it. And Horvat, same question for you. You know, Chase Anderson, is it do or die in his next start?
I think it really is, and I think he knows that. I was at the game a couple weeks back when he had the cut on his finger. And if you remember, he went on the IL. And he was nervous. You could tell when we talked to him after the game. He was like, you know, I think it'll heal in a couple days. I don't want to go down to the IL. I think everybody in that rotation right now is you're almost competing. You're fighting for your job. You got Jimmy Nelson coming back. And I agree with Adam. Whenever he, if it's, you know, a start or two more starts, I mean, looks like he's, you know, progressing, looking pretty good. I mean, we've heard this before, so I worry about a setback. But I think right now we're finally going to see Jimmy Nelson come back, and I think he deserves a spot in that rotation just because I think he has the highest ceiling out of any of the starters, obviously. You know, you never really know what you're going to get with Chase. Obviously, he gives up the long ball a little bit too much. Doesn't go, I mean, last night lasts only 4 innings, so I feel like it is a big audition. I think he gets one more start, maybe two max, and you see what he could give you. I would say, you know, as far as I almost trust Chase out of the bullpen a little bit more than Freddie right now. And I know even when we ranked the young Brewer pitchers, I said I really like Freddie the most just because we've seen the ceiling, you know, the 11, 12 strikeouts. But we've also seen like the 6, 7 walks, you know, the long innings. So I think that I trust Chase more out of the bullpen right now. But I think, yeah, everybody's kind of auditioning, and I think he even knows that. And that's why he was so nervous when he had that cut on his finger. He didn't want to go on the IL because somebody pitches good, makes a good start, two good starts, you might not get your job back right now, you know, and especially with deadline moves and you're looking for maybe another reliever, maybe another bat. So I think everybody right now competing for their job. And it's like that really, like I keep saying, throughout the National League, because there's so much parity right now. And I think any team, you know, there's three teams that could, maybe four teams that could legitimately win the NL Central. I think eventually, you know, Pittsburgh fades away, but, you know, even Cincinnati could kind of sneak up on you. So I expect it to be the Cubs and the Brewers competing. And I think that the Cardinals will get hot, but I think the pitching staff is kind of the concern for every single team in the NL Central right now.
All right. That's Ryan Horvat, producer extraordinaire from the Chuck and Winkler Show. Can be heard Mondays and through Fridays here from 6 to 10 on The Fan. He also had the shortest lived radio show in the history of the world, the Ryan Horvat Show. It lasted 15 minutes, but it was great. I laughed my butt off, Ryan, so good job on that. And same thing for you. Just give me a date. When will Jesus Aguilar stop sucking?
Man, I don't know. I really don't know. You know, the old adage or what we always say is...
Okay, I said give me a date, not a soliloquy. Ryan Horvath...
July 4th.
July 4th. Fantastic, buddy. You have a great holiday weekend. I know you're working a ton, just like me. You're doing a great job down at the ballpark, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. And Ryan Horvath, he will also be hosting the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show right after Bucks and Raptors tonight. Him and Anthony Mandela, make sure you tune in for that one as well. Both those guys join me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. When we come back, we're going to hear from the skipper, Craig Counsell. He spoke to the media just a short time ago. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Yep, welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe. I'm here getting you ready for Brewers and Phillies game two of their set. We're just about 30 minutes away from first pitch. Craig Counsell spoke to the media a short time ago, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, man, he's taking BP and running around, and the last step will be running the bases, and we'll do that in Minnesota, and then if that all goes well, that's when we'll send him out on rehab.
Sounds like he's making good progress, though.
Yeah, there's a couple more steps to clear, but he's doing well. He's caught a bullpen yesterday, so he's doing good.
You said with Shaw, you don't want to take an at-bat to at-bat. When do you start looking at what he's doing down there?
Well, we're going to let him play for a while. I mean, that's what's important. He's most likely not going to play today. Is he going to travel today and not play today? So he's going to Memphis. He'll play in Memphis, and we'll let him just play and see what's going on.
Is that Keston Hiura's best defensive play so far last night?
Yes.
I mean, we knew he would hit, but it seems like he's made the plays for you too, which is...
Yeah, no, he's played nice defense. I think that's right. He's made the plays. I think a lot of the story with Keston's defense is just because he didn't play defense for a year after he was drafted. He's shown himself to be very capable. He just didn't play defense for the first year because he had an arm issue. So... And in all our things in spring training, he's done a nice job with it. And so it plays like that, that aren't surprising to me. And, I think he's playing well. And I think he will continue to get better as he gains experience just playing in the field after really kind of taking a two-year break of not playing in the field.
Lowe had another one of his pitchers yesterday where he probably knew he's going to whack the wall.
You know,
those guys know when they feel dirt under him, it's coming. He just doesn't seem to shy off, though, does he, Craig? And this is a guy in his 30s, and he still goes after the ball with the same abandon he always has.
He's hitting the wall hard. He's hit the Miller Park wall hard at times. But he does somehow know how to brace the impact a little bit and slow down just enough and protect himself just enough. But he hit the wall hard last night again. But no worse for the wear and is doing good, and he's done it a number of times this year.
What goes through your mind when he hits the wall?
I think first you're looking for the ball, and then you're looking, is he okay? You know, I think that's the first two things that kind of go through your head really fast. But because he's done it so much, and you know that he's skilled, he's really good at it, and so he knows what he's doing. He knows how he's going to hit the wall, and how he's going to make the play and protect himself at the same time.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, if you're too lazy to start your grill today, the grill is always going at Coach's. Great food, just phenomenal place. So if you're not cooking, head to Coach's and grab yourself something delicious. Let's hear from Mr. Hit the Wall. Lorenzo Cain spoke to the media this morning. Here's what Lo Cain had to say.
So where do you put last night's catch in your open floor? That was another wall banger too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, just try to make a play as usual. Like I say, he hit it good, but I was able to get back to the wall, track it in, and make a play. So that's what I want to be for this team, playmaker out there, and I'm going to continue to do.
That looked like a pretty hard crash as they go.
I tried to slow down as I got close to the wall, but you know, sometimes you just can't help it. But yeah, I stayed on my feet. You know, didn't knock the wind out of myself, didn't hurt anything. So like I said, that's always a plus in my book.
Does playing shallow make those catches more challenging, or do you like to play shallow to get more room to like maneuver?
Well, I mean, I mix it up depending the hitter. Like I said, with him, you know, I was kind of over to the left center gap and in a little bit. So like I said, he put a good swing on. I was able to get a great jump, get back to the wall, track it in, and make a play. It's always tough when you get close to the wall because it's kind of dark when you get closer and under that board out there. So, but I was able to keep my eyes on it, make a play, and haul it in.
You got to play with Moose in Kansas City. How would you describe him as a hitter?
Yeah. Describe him as a hitter. We know what he can do. Power hitter. He hits homers. Drive runners in. Consistent hitter, I think. So I get a chance. I've been watching for years now. So like I say, he's very consistent. You know, very great hitter. Brings power to this team. Brings leadership. You know, toughness. So all of the above. You know, he's definitely a welcome addition.
And really good at the opposite field too.
Yeah, I mean he does it all. You know, he has a lot of power. You know, that might not show up all the time, but like I say, he definitely put great swings on the ball each and every bat. So you know, we need him. We need everybody in this locker room for sure.
When Ryan came back this year after he missed that time with the knee, were you surprised how quick he was around the bases on that to score that first run?
yeah, he was moving pretty good, you know. Like I said, I guess he had a knee issue. But yeah, I mean, was happy he was able to score. You know, glad he scored from first. You know, he's still moving pretty good, you know, for his age. So yeah, it's always good to see.
He's playing at a pretty high level for you guys right now.
Yeah, I mean,
he was really good in Philly last week.
Yeah, he's definitely turning it on. Like I said, we need everybody turning on, you know, as hitters, as offense, you know, just trying to go out there and be consistent as an offense. Didn't score as many as we wanted to last night, you know, fell a little short. But got to go out here, bounce back, face Arrieta, hopefully go out here and put together some consistent at-bats and put up some runs against him.
Well, speaking of being a little older, as you've gotten into your 30s, you haven't shied away at all from smashing in the wall.
Yeah, you know.
Where do you draw the line on, like, what's dangerous and what's advisable?
Yeah, my wife, she's always getting upset about me running to walls. But, like I say, I've never been scared of the wall. I've never shied away from it, you know. You know, I kind of seems like I enjoy it a little bit, but like I said, I'm just trying to make a play. You know, if it happens, you know, if I run to the wall, I run to the wall. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to get back there and make plays, save runs. Like I said, just be that playmaker, be consistent out there for sure.
What do your boys say? They say, "Daddy, don't run into the wall." You know,
just my older one. He's the only one that really pays attention. You know, the other two, you know, kind of, you know, probably in the toy room somewhere playing games or something. But yeah, I mean, Cam, I think he enjoys it a little much. Yeah, he doesn't, you know, I run to the wall, he just think it nothing hurts. So, you know, he think I'm just like Superman or somebody. So
just daddy being
daddy. Just daddy making plays. So,
is there any possible way to prepare for those type of catches?
No, I mean, like I say, just can't be afraid of the wall. I feel like, you know, if you're afraid of the wall, you're definitely not going to make a lot of those catches, you know, because you kind of get – You know the wall is there, kind of shy away from it, and that's when a lot of balls might hit off the wall or drop in, because some guys might be afraid to run to the wall. So, like I say, I've never been you know, in all my days, I've never been afraid to run to the wall. But like I said, I feel like that's why I'm so comfortable with making plays out there.
The misconception that a lot of fans have is because it's padded, it doesn't hurt. You would beg to differ with that.
I would definitely beg to differ. I mean, certain walls are harder than others, but just because it's padded, it still gives you a pretty good blow there for sure.
Where's this one? I never even asked a player that.
Huh?
Where is this one on the padding spectrum?
No, that wall is one of the better ones, I would say. It's definitely padded out there. Like I said, I played in a lot of parts where it's not padded. You know, I played in KC for a while where it's a chain link fence, but it's one of the harder chain link fence. So padding walls is always nice. I'll definitely take that over a lot of the walls out there for sure.
That was Lorenzo Cain from earlier down at Miller Park today. One last break here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, and we're going to get into who's hot and who's not, and you're going to hear from the franchise, Tim Allen. Coming up next, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show presented by Allegra Allergy Relief here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at bayviewshade.com.
Yeah, we're about 17 minutes away from first pitch. Brewers, Phillies game two of their weekend set. Who's hot? Who's not? You know who's always hot. It's the franchise. Tim Allen joining me on a great Midwest Bank hotline. Timmy, how's it going today?
What's happening? Pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Game two would be nice to get a bounce back victory here.
Yeah, it sure would, wouldn't it? No easy task going against the former Cy Young winner and Jake Arrieta, but he hasn't been dominant this season. So he's shown that he can get touched up pretty good.
Yeah, and they got him a little bit back in Philly a week or two ago. And conversely, I would look at the other side, and I think the offense is starting to come around a little bit. The Brewers' offense, we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. But I would look at Chacin here as a guy that is so. If you're just looking at the law of averages and the odds here, boy, is he due for a gem?
Yes, he is.
For six shutout or what?
Yeah,
go back to some of those performances last year. I mean, you would think once in a while you'd get that this year at the very worst. So we're at that spot right now where you're going to have to start saying, Yolis, dude, come on, anchor, man, look what you did last. We don't expect necessarily you to repeat what you did last year. We do expect, however, to get a performance here and there that's like last year. So whether it's this one or whether it's the next one, he really do. I mean, I could see him shutting those guys down, six and a third, a one run, six and two thirds, two runs, somewhere in there. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, and that would be great. Obviously, we all know that Chacin struggles out of the gate, but his last four starts, he's got an ERA of 2.45 over his last 22 innings. So,
Yeah, and he's right in tune. He's right in tune with the starting pitchers. Now, would we like a few more innings? Of course. Part of that is Craig Counsell's itchy trigger finger. We're all aware of that. But the other part is just, getting some quicker outs. Zach Davies trying to get an out in the first two pitches. Get that pitch count down so you can make that decision a little easier for Craig Counsell later on. But his stuff is right in tune, although it's not as good as last year. It's right in tune with what the Brewers starters have been doing the last, I think I read the stat this morning, the last 18 games, somewhere around a 2.5 or 2.6 ERA. And we'll take that all year long.
Yeah, you got that right. You got any tricks up your sleeve for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight?
Well, we're going to do not only the baseball post-game show, but we'll do a little bit of a basketball pre-game show today, too.
All right. Are the Bucks going to force game seven?
Oh, man. I'm afraid of it. I got to admit, I'm afraid of it. But it feels like it should come back home for seven. It just feels like that movie can't end this way. This movie cannot – at least the Brewers movie ended at its climax. You know, it was on the doorstep of the World Series, and here these guys are not yet to that stage. And it just sort of feels like they're coming back home for a Monday game. I don't know. It's just a crazy feeling.
Well, fingers crossed. I hope you're right. Tim, thank you. Can't wait to join you today after the game on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Until then, enjoy some beautiful weather and some afternoon baseball here.
I can smell the brats from Miller Park here, no doubt. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, I know, and the fat man is starving, so I want to go over there and grab a bunch.
Hey, when they go in for the game, I'm sure there's some morsels laying around the parking lot.
Yeah, well, I know where I'm headed right after the show.
All right, see you after the game.
All right, take care. That was Tim Allen, host of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Can be heard after every single Brewers game right here on The Fan. He joined me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. We're just about 12 minutes away from first pitch. I want to thank Ryan Horvath, Adam Rigg for joining me on the roundtable today. And then I just hope that you guys all have a fantastic weekend as we remember and honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy on a day-in, day-out basis in this wonderful country of ours. So enjoy your Memorial Day holiday, your weekend, but keep in mind what it's all about, and keep the heroes, the fallen heroes of the United States in your thoughts this weekend when you're out with your family. Thank you for joining the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Enjoy the game, everybody. Go Brewers!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.